This is Think History. I'm Bill Goodman. As the 20th century dawned, Cora Wilson Stewart, the elected school superintendent in Rowan County, was deeply troubled by the number of adult illiterates she encountered each day. In 1911, she conceived a way, in her words, to emancipate from illiteracy those enslaved in its bondage. She began keeping her county's schoolhouses open when the moon shone brightly enough for people to walk safely to attend evening classes. In the first year, some 1,200 Rowan County adults participated. The following year, the number grew to 1,600. By 1915, Stewart's model of so-called moonlight schools operated in counties across the Commonwealth, with some 40,000 eager adults learning to read and write. Her innovative approach to combating adult illiteracy soon spread beyond Kentucky. 24 states adopted the moonlight school concept. Rather than using materials intended for children, Stewart wrote her own textbook featuring simple stories with themes that related to adults and rural life.
Think History is a production of Kentucky Humanities, where we've been telling Kentucky stories for 48 years. Learn more at kyhumanities.org.